And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I'm pleased to introduce some folks from Sitka Young Performers Theater. Robin Hood is coming up October 21 through 23. Zeke Blackwell is the director of the theater. Abigail Fitzgibbon, age 15, the sheriff of Nottingham, and Cora Dow, age 14, Maid Marian. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Well, let's see, Sheriff of Nottingham and Maid Marian, I wonder if you could just introduce yourselves a bit, tell us about how long you've been doing theater. Abigail, we'll start with you, a.k.a. Sheriff of Nottingham.
Hello, I'm Abigail Fitzgibbon. I'm 15, a student at Sitka High School, and I've been involved in Young Performers Theater since the second production that the program ever did.
Second production. And what production was that? Do you remember?
That was East in the Sun and West of the Moon.
And what did you play in that performance?
I was the Troll Princess.
Okay, so from Troll Princess to Sheriff of Nottingham. Cora, let's hear a little bit about you.
Okay, I'm 14. I'm also at Sitka High, and I've been in YPT for all of it.
For all of it, ever since the very beginning, huh? Is there a particular performance that you remember that really stood out for you?
Not really.
So you are Maid Marian in this performance.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk with Zeke for just a minute. How many performances are we at now for Young Performers Theater?
This is the eighth performance with the Young Performers Theater, and my seventh. I was not involved with the very first one.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us a bit about Robin Hood.
This is a retelling, a comedic retelling of the traditional legend of Robin Hood. So it's called The Trial of Robin Hood. And the idea is that Robin is on trial to determine whether he's a hero or a criminal. Or in Maid Marian's version, he's a lovelorn fool kind of character. So we get to see three different versions of Robin, told first by himself, where he's a hero. Second by Maid Marian, where he's, like I said, lovesick. And then finally by the sheriff, where he's kind of mean and oafish and not very smart. Yeah.
How big is the cast?
We have 35 actors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know, how many are new actors? How many form the sort of core group that I think has been developing?
I think we have a good amount of people that come back every time, and that's probably half the cast. Maybe a little bit more. And then every time we get a handful of people who do a couple of plays here and there, and then we usually get a handful of people that are new every time. So we have a good 7 or 8 people this time where this is their first play with us.
And what is it like in terms of sets? What are people working on? What's it going to look like on stage?
We are painting a large backdrop of the Sherwood Forest. And then we also have a couple of other set pieces that represent more of the castle where King Richard sits, because King Richard acts as the judge throughout the play. So he's present, sitting on the side, watching from his throne. And it's not a lot of changing sets. In the past, we've done kind of lots of different colorful things coming on and off. And this time it's a lot of just a nice set that sits there, and we use it in different ways.
Well, Cora, tell us a bit about Maid Marian. Can you describe your character?
She's very confident in, like, what she does, and she thinks that her side of the story is the most true. And, in Robin's version, she's kind of, like, not there. And then in her version, she sets up everything for him to do.
How is Maid Marian, your character, similar to you and different?
She's way more confident than I am. I feel like I take charge sometimes, like, even if I don't mean to. And, yeah, she definitely does that.
So do you feel like you're accessing that part of you that at times feels more confident to you to inform your character?
Yeah.
And does that translate into the rest of your life outside the stage? Do you feel like maybe you feel a little more confident because you're playing someone so confident on stage?
Yeah, I guess I definitely feel more confident at practice than I do anywhere else. So that's, yeah.
So it sounds like it's a really nice environment for you.
Yeah, definitely.
You feel good there?
Mm-hmm.
And Abigail, tell us about the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Well, the Sheriff of Nottingham is kind of an enforcer role. In some ways, it's pretty stereotypically evil. I do have a black cape that I get to flap around. I have a band of soldiers, kind of an inept group of hired muscle, not very good at their job, so I do spend a lot of my time on stage kind of wondering what the heck they're doing.
And what is it like for you to play the sheriff?
It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy getting to play evil characters because that's something you just don't get to access in everyday life.
So you feel like it's an outlet for you to explore maybe the darker sides?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that's great. Now, Zeke, what have you been noticing about this performance and this cast that it's just made you think?
This one's been really fun. It's our first kind of straight comedy where there's really not a whole lot of underlying depth to the story. There's a lot of jokes and it moves quickly. And so it's been fun working with the cast on that comedy and pulling it out and figuring out what zany things we can do and where the jokes are and how we make those jokes land. That's how we've been spending most of the notes that I've been giving have been towards pushing out the comedy. And that's something new with and specific to this production.
Well, Cora and Abigail, what kind of zany things are going on stage? What stands out for you in terms of the comedy everyone's been experimenting with? Cora?
There's lots of interjections from Robin, like, I did not do that when my story's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a surprising amount of pop culture references for something set in 1483.
What makes that funny, do you think?
I think it's the juxtaposition, mm-hmm. and also the fact that everyone in the audience is going to recognize it.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder, what keeps you two coming to theater? Why do you keep devoting so much time? Because there's a lot of effort and time involved in this, isn't there? How much time do you think you spend practicing, rehearsing, Cora?
This week, we've been doing like 2 hours every day. Mm-hmm. And that usually happens towards the end of the production. And towards the beginning, there's like about 1 hour, or it depends on your character.
So that's a commitment. What keeps you coming back? What keeps you committed to this?
It's very fun.
It's very fun. Uh-huh.
There's a lot of camaraderie between actors. We all really love the environment and the work that we get to do.
Okay, and do you have any advice for a young person who might be listening, who might be thinking, oh, I want to try theater, but I'm really pretty nervous about it?
Always remember that acting is reacting. So whenever you're doing a production, every single person is an important part of it, no matter the size of your role. I know you hear that a lot, but it's true. And it's really not as hard as it looks. You just have to go up there, stand tall, and shout your heart out.
And Cora?
What she said.
All right. And Zeke, tell us about how people can get tickets.
We have tickets available at Old Harbor Books, or you can call our office at 747-3085. We'll also have tickets available at the door day of.
Okay. And if people are interested in the next production and being part of that, mm-hmm. how can they do that?
We'll have auditions for Oliver the Musical at the beginning of December, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And we'll be putting more news out about that on our website and posters around town.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We've been speaking with Cora Dow, Abigail Fitzgibbon, and Zeke Blackwell about Robin Hood. That's coming up October 21st through 23rd, Young Performers Theater.